So we all remember Die Hard, correct? The extremely popular action movie. And the main debate is whether it's a Christmas movie or an action movie. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about mainly the last two. Why, basically Die Hard, with the way action movies were progressing through time, Die Hard just wouldn't have worked and had the same charm as it did back in the originals, if it was made in the early 2000s, in which it was, unfortunately. All right, so the original Die Hard, okay? It's an extremely charming action film. It was original. There were so many good things to it. It's just indescribably amazing, man. Like, this movie is just pretty much, it's just pitch perfect, man. I'm not joking. This movie's amazing. It was executed so well. Everything about it was good. And then we had another two movies after this, which were not as good as the original, but I do have to say they were pretty good. But then, after we get our third Die Hard movie, they skip a few years. Then we go to like 2007, and it's like, oh, crap. All right, so let's have some background here, okay? The early, mid, maybe a little bit late 2000s, right? Like 2007, action movies were going through a change. The way that they were shot was changing. There was just CGI. How I would describe action movies, a lot of action movies during the early 2000s is red box action movies. If you don't know what I mean, it's like when you go to Walmart and then you look over and there's that like red machine that says red box on it, has a bunch of options for movies. And like a lot of those movies are just like absolute crap that was released in like 2003 to like 2009 that like just like did horribly at the box office and now just ends up here, you know, makes a few bucks every time somebody rents out that film. This is what Live Free or Die Hard feels like, and a Die Hard movie should not feel like this. Now, I will admit, this movie has some good action sequences. Like, there's an amazing action sequence that takes place in an elevator that I love. It feels like good old Die Hard. There's a really good action scene in an elevator. There's a good bits here and there. Really, all things considered, though, it's crap. It lost the feeling of the original. But then, they just had to make another one 6 years after they made that one, called A Good Day to Die Hard, or Die Hard 5, or Die Hard 5, A Good Day to Die Hard, whatever you would like to call it. Let's just say, if you didn't like the fourth one, you're not gonna like this one. Because the fourth one had a little bit of charm, you know, it wasn't terrible. This one just loses all of its charm of Die Hard. This movie's unrecognizable. The only way this shares any resemblance to the other Die Hard movies is in name and in the main character. And only in one of the main characters. Well, really not even the main character, because, to be honest, McClane is kind of pushed over to the side so his son can, like, call him old and call him a crappy father and stuff. So, you know, just the good old stuff, right? There's just a bunch of CGI. Everything is shot with, like, this blue. It's, like, weird kind of blue thing that action directors thought was, like, oh, super cool. Like, this way that they shot it. That just makes everything look extremely basic and uninteresting. There's all of these scenes, and they don't feel like a Die Hard action sequence. They just feel like action movie scene, which is just like, it just sucks. And now I will admit, at the end, there's like one good bit, maybe two, where McClane's just like doing all this stuff against these other people, which is like fine, I guess. But like, other than that, you know, everything is just like terrible. The way it's shot, the overuse of CGI. See, I really think the fault of the fourth and fifth Die Hard movie is that the time of when it was made really caused its downfall, if you think about it, because this time period had a lot of just, like, action movies that were, like, super basic and uninteresting and just, like, didn't do anything new and nobody cared about them. That's why they end up in those, like, rental red box machines. You have this time period where it's just a basic, uninteresting action movies that are just crap. And then you try placing this Die Hard into the mix, and then it just doesn't work, and Die Hard is just like watered down, changed a lot. The only thing it shares with the original is like name and that Bruce Willis is in it. It's basically it. Really not that good. I just feel like it shouldn't have been made then. They should have left the franchise after Die Hard 3. Maybe one would work now, but they can't do anything with Bruce Willis anymore since he's, like, not doing that well. He's not doing that well. He can't really do anything anymore. I mean, this is just a really sad end to the Die Hard franchise, and I don't even consider 4 and 5 to be a part of Die Hard. I just consider them to be movies that existed and were made around this time. Just tried to do something else, just didn't work. Guys, if you all enjoyed this video or any of my other content, please consider subscribing.